So shall we start?
We shall start.
哇，风塔之音，服务员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年5月5日，星期日。我们今天又非常的荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们继续讲述今天的圣典不加瓦他们的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the second canto, chapter 6, Purusha Sukta confirmed, and today text number 42.
我们今天继续阅读圣典波迦瓦坛第二篇第六章赞美至尊主的颂歌得到证实。我们今天阅读的诗节是第42诗节。
Adya
Adya
Avatara
Avatara
Purusha
Purusha
Parasya
Parasya
Adyo Vatara Purusha Parasya
Adyavatara Purusha Parasya
Kala
Kala
Svabhava
Vabhava
Sat
Sat
Asat
Asat
Mana
Mana
Cha
Cha
Kala Svabhava Sadasan Manascha
Kala Svabhava Sat Asana Manascha
Dravyam
Dravyam
Vikara,
Vikara,
Guna,
Guna,
Indriyani,
Indriyani,
Dravyam Vikaro, Guna, Indriyani,
Dravyam Vikaro, Guna, Indriyani,
Virat,
Virat,
Svarat,
Svarat,
Stashnu,
Stashnu,
Charishnu,
Charishnu,
Bumna,
Bumna
Virat Svarat Stashnu Charishnu Bumna
Virat Svarat Stashnu Charishnu Bumna
Adyo Vatara Purusha Parasya
Adyo Vatara Purusha Parasya
Kala Svabhava Sadasan Manascha
Kala Svabhava Sadasana Manascha
Dravyam Vikaro Guna Indriyani
Dravyam Vikaro Guna Indriyani
Virat Svarat Stashnu Charishnu Bumna
Virat Svarat Stashnu Charishnu Bumna
Okay, word for word.
字对字
Adya.
Adya, 第一位。
Avatara,
Avatara, 化身。
Purusha,
Purusha, 原银之阳 Vishnu。
Parasya,
Parasya, 至尊主的。
Kala,
Kala, 时间。
Svabhava,
Svabhava, 空间。
Sat,
Sat, 结果。
Asat,
Asat, 因由。
Mana,
Mana, 心念。
Cha,
Cha, 还有。
Dravyam,
Dravyam, 元素。
Vikara,
Vikara, 物质自我。
Guna,
Guna, 物质自然属性。
Indriyani,
Indriyani, 感官。
Virat,
Virat, 整个身体。
Svarat,
Svarat,Garbhokta Shagdai Vishnu
Stashnu
Stashnu 不移动的
Charishnu
Charishnu 移动的
Bumna
Bumna 至尊主的
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由圣恩A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 译文 KaranaRNavashayi Vishnu 是至尊主的第一个化身主宰着永恒的时间空间 因果、心念、元素、物质假我、自然属性、感官、宇宙形象、Gabodakshari Vishnu 以及所有的动与不动的生物体的总和。要指，我们在此之前已经多次谈过，物质创造是不是永恒的？物质创造只不过是全能的神所拥有的物质能量的短暂的展示。对于那些不愿意通过为至尊主做超然的爱心服务，与至尊主相交的受制约的灵魂来说，这种物质展示可以给他们提供一个机会。受制约的灵魂不愿意为至尊主做服务，相反要模仿神去自己享受，因此不被允许进入灵性存在，去通过解脱，去过解脱的生活。个体灵魂原本是至尊主永恒的仆人，但其中一些灵魂因为误用了神赐予他们的自主性，而不愿意为神做服务，为此被允许享受称为错觉或假象 Maya 的物质自然。物质自然之所以被称为是错觉或假象，是因为尽管在其迷惑下生物自以为是享受者，但受其钳制的生物并不是真正的享受者。这些被迷惑了的生物这些被迷惑了的生物间或会得机会去纠正自己想当物质自然的主人的错误的心态，并有机会从伟达经中学习知识，了解自己与至尊主 Krishna 永恒的关系。佛家梵歌第十五章第十五十节就说了 Vedaischa sarvar aham eva vidyaha， 所以物质展示的短暂创造是至尊主物质能量的展现。为了安排整场展示，至尊主化身为元阴之阳 Vishnu Karanar Navadashai Vishnu Karanar Navashai Vishnu， 就像政府委派一个地方行政官去处理一些短期的事务一样，这位元阴之阳 Vishnu 通过看一眼他的物质能量 Sha'ai Shakta 就引发了物质创造的展示。在这部经典的第一篇中，我们已经就解释了至尊主作为主宰化身的完整扩展形象的内节诗进行了一定程度的谈论。物质创造的幻象展出的持续时间，梵文称为 Kapa。 我们已经谈过创造在一个 Kapa 接一个 Kapa 的进行着，凭借着它的化身和潜在的活动，所有的一切都逐一的展示出来。首先是时间、空间、原因、结果、心念、粗糙和精微元素等宇宙创造的所有成分，以及善良、激情和愚昧这三种物质自然属性的相互作用。接着是各种感官和它们的源泉。作为第二个化身，蕴诞之阳 Vishnu Gabardakshai Vishnu 庞大的宇宙形象，还有由这第二个化身产生出来的一切动与不动的生物体，归根结底所有的这些创造元素和创造本身都只不过是至尊主能量的展示，没有任何事物能够独立于至尊主的控制而存在。在物质创造中的第一个化身原因之阳 Vishnu 是存在中的第一位人格守神圣主 Krishna 的完整扩展。 Brahma Samhita 第五章的第四十八十节就这样描述说，无数的宇宙都只在 Mahavishnu 原因之阳 Vishnu 呼气时显现出来，而 Mahavishnu 只不过是存在中的第一位人格守神圣主 Krishna 的完整扩展， Govinda 的完整扩展。译文： Karanar Navashai Vishnu 是至尊主的第一个化身，主宰着永恒的时间、空间、因果、心念、元素、物质假我、自然属性、 感官、宇宙形象、Gavadakshaya Vishnu 以及所有的动与不动的生物体的总和。
Hare Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate. Om Ajnati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatate Shatarine Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kaupatarubhya Cha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Vancha Kaupatarubhya Cha Kripa Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here Lord Brahma is again mentioning about Mahavishnu, the original Vishnu.
就在这里呢，主 Brahma 又一次提到了最原初的 Vishnu Mahavishnu。
He has already mentioned that in the previous chapter。
他在前面的章节里面已经提过了。
Lord Brahma is describing the glories of the Supreme Lord, beginning by his describing his creative role。
主 Brahma 呢，他在荣耀至尊主。那么他在荣耀他的这个最开始的时候呢，就开始去荣耀他作为创造的角色。
It's very important.
这非常的重要。
First, because Lord Brahma is very much connected with the creation himself.
那首先呢，主 Brahma 他自己本人就。和创造这件事情呢是非常的连接在一起的。
Doesn't mean it only knows about the creation, only knows about the Lord in His creative power.
He only knows.
It doesn't mean that he only knows the Lord in His creative power. He does not know more anything more about the Lord.
OK, 这并不意味着呢他仅仅了解主是有创造的力量的而不知道主还有一些其他的方面。
In his writing, in his composition, the Brahma Sangita, Lord Brahma describes everything from the beginning at the creation until the attainment of the highest loving relationship with the Lord.
但是在主 Brahma 他所创造的 Brahma Samhita 婆罗诃摩赞里面，就从主的创造一路写到了对主的神爱的最高境界。
And Brahma Samhita, we only know the fifth chapter. We don't know the other chapters. Apparently, there were 100 chapters in the whole book.
但是 Brahma Samhita 呢，我们只知道第五章，其他那些章节都不在了。但是事实上呢，就是这是一本完整的书，还有一些其他的章节。
It's a very beautiful, very beautiful, very beautiful composition.
那么这是一部非常非常美妙的著作。
That Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered it one of the most important scriptures.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 把它认为是其中最重要的一部经典。
That's why when you found the manuscript of this fifth chapter of the Brahma Sangita.Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked it to be copied, so he carried a copy with him that he would show to his devotees in Jagannath Puri and other places.
也就为什么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 当他发现了 婆罗诃摩赞的第五章的手稿的时候呢，他就要求把这部手稿把它给抄录下来，然后呢随身带着，然后把它给展示给在 Jagannath Puri 的那些奉献者们。
Because not only Jagannath Puri and other places.
不仅仅是 Puri, 还有一些其他的地方的奉献都给他们看了。
But yes, main Jagannath Puri because where he was spending most of his time.
但是呢，最主要的呢，还是给 Jagannath Puri 的奉献者，因为这是他主要常住的地方。
This Brahma Samhita is perfect.
The Brahma Samhita, 梵天本集，婆罗诃摩赞是完美的。
And it gives a very detailed description about the creation and the different levels within the spiritual realm and the different devotees and ultimately the highest rasa with the Supreme Lord.
那么他对整个这个创造，还有在灵性世界的不同的层级，以及和主之间的这个 rasa， 以及各种各样的奉献者，就所有的这些方面都进行了非常详细的介绍。
So this is to say that yes, he knows everything about the Supreme Lord because the Supreme Lord revealed himself to him and he revealed himself Goloka Vrindavan and the mood of and loving relationships in Goloka Vrindavan. Everything was revealed to Lord Brahma by the Lord.
所以说呢，主Brahma 他是非常的了解至尊主其人的，因为至尊主他亲自的向 Brahma 展现了他自己，以及展现了 Goloka Vrindavan， 以及展现了 Goloka Vrindavan 所承载的那种心绪。
That's why we being connected with this sampradaya is the original of our sampradaya makes us aware also.Of Goloka Vrindavan and the superiority of Goloka Vrindavan over other spiritual realms.
所以说呢，我们所相连接的这条使徒传系，也就让我们也能够意识到，Goloka Vrindavan 它是高于其他的那些灵性的维度的。
So, but here Lord Brahma is giving a description of the Lord in his creative, with his creative power, so his majesty, his supreme position.
那么此时呢，主 Brahma 呢在讲述的是至尊主他所具备的这个创造的力量。那么他所在创造的这个过程中呢，他处在的是一个非常的神。就是非常的宏大的非常的高尚的这么一个位置的。
So here we are introduced to the Lord in his glorious, powerful position.
所以现在呢，向我们介绍的主呢是非常的荣光的，而且呢也是极具有力量的。
There's no much of rasa or loving relationship in the creative position, in the creative role of the Lord.
但是主他处在创造的这个位置，以及呢他是去进行创造的这个角色的时候呢，和他之间是没有那么多的 rasa 的。
But why is so important for us to understand the Lord in his creative power? Why is it so important to understand the creation of this material world?
但是为什么我们要去理解主他创造的力量？以及呢，就是他去创造这个物质世界的重要性呢？我们为什么要去理解这一点呢？它有什么可重要的呢
？Different reasons. One reason is it's very important. Is the basis of loving devotion to establish the position of the Lord, His Majesty, His power, His opulence, His supremacy.
那么有不同的原因，其中的一个原因呢，就是我们对主的这种爱呢，首先就展现在主他是非常的盛大的，然后呢他是非常的崇高的，而且呢他是非常的具有力量的，就是他是处在这样的一种状态下，而导致了我们会对他有这种爱的产生。
Srila Prabhupada and all our previous acharyas, they all gave us a word of caution to not jump into the past loving pastimes of the Lord prematurely.
Srila Prabhupada 以及所有的这些 Acharya 们都警告我们不要在不成熟的情况下就一路的先跳到和主的就是亲密的这种 Rasa 的逍遥时光的关系之中。
Because if you don't have the understanding of the position of the Lord, His supremacy, His majesty, His opulences, then we're gonna think very easy, or gonna associate the Lord's loving pastimes with things we have experienced in this material world.
但如果我们要是不理解主他所处在的一种这个盛大的雄伟的以及这个富裕的堂皇的这样的一种位置的时候，那么我们可能就会按照我们自己在物质世界的这种理解去理解和主之间的这种亲密的 rasa 了。
And as we know how to deal with loving relationships in this material world, we may come to the conclusion that it's not a big deal to have a loving relationship with the Lord, and we take it cheaply.
所以呢，因为我们对这个物质世界的一些爱的关系是我们自己的理解的。如果我们要这样按照这样的理解去理解和主之间的这种爱的关系的话，那我们可能就不会认为这是一件什么了不起的大事儿了，然后就很便宜的把它给拿来了。
That's the danger of taking it very cheaply and imitate the Lord's pastimes based on our experience of loving relationships in this world.
对，如果我们要是把它不当成一回事的这种心态去理解和主之间的这种亲密的关系，然后呢，把我们的这种世俗的这种心态用来去效仿主的亲密的这种逍遥时光的话，那么是非常的危险的一件事情。
That's why the Srimad Bhagavatam, which gives us a very detailed progression in devotion, in the understanding and devotion, it begins with the creation.
那所以为什么圣典薄伽瓦坛它就会从创造这开始，然后呢让我们就是帮助我们去逐一渐进的去理解整个的这个过程。
So we have to understand first creation. In creation, the Lord manifests His opulences, His majesty, His supremacy.
那所以说呢，我们就要先从创造去理解，因为在创造的这个时候呢，主展现了他的他的这个盛大，展现了他的富裕，以及展现了他的至尊。
This is very important for us. We are conditioned souls. Very important to impregnate that understanding of the Supreme Lord.
所以这个对于我们受条件限制的灵魂来讲，那是非常重要的一个角度去理解至尊主的。
We the Lord is not an ordinary person.
我们要理解主，他并不是一个普通常人。
So to achieve a loving relationship with Him.It's not an ordinary achievement.
所以呢，去获得和他之间的这种爱的关系，并不是一个普通的成就。
As when we have darshan of the deities, it is recommended that first we look at the lotus feet of the deity, and then you go to the ankles, the thighs, the ankles, belly, and up until.Seeing his beautiful shining face.
就好像我们在搭讪神像的时候，我们就被建议着要先从主的莲花足开始去参拜，然后呢再往上走他的这个脚裸，然后是他的大腿，然后是他的肚腹，这样一直往上走，最后才能够看到主的莲花脸。
So creation corresponds to the lotus feet of the Lord.
所以我们的这个创造呢就应对的是主的莲花足。
Yet, yes, it's very complex. Creation is not something very easy to understand.
但是呢，创造这件事情本身就非常的复杂，它并不是一个很容易就理解的事情。
Whereas when you read the pastimes of the Lord, it seems just so natural, so simple, so it's so sweet, and our minds are naturally attracted to that.
但是呢，像主的那些甜美的逍遥时光呢，是非常的自然的，而且是非常的简单的，也是非常的容易去理解的。所以呢，当我们去理解那些当我们去阅读这些故事的时候呢，我们就很容易的就被这些故事所吸引了。
But in fact, to understand the rasa and the complexity of the rasa, it's very, very difficult.
但事实上呢，真正的去理解 rasa， 去理解这个 rasa 的这些这个复杂的这个情况是很难的。
It's very complex.
它是很复杂的。
But it seems very simple because we tend to compare with loving relationships we experience in this material world.
但是它看起来呢，又好像很简单的原因，就是因为我们把它和我们在这个物质世界所经历的这些爱的关系给进行了比较。
So this material creation is a necessary thing for the conditioned souls.
所以说呢，作为受条件限制的灵魂，我们是非常的有必要的去理解这个创造的。
Because this is for those souls who are not willing to associate with the Lord and have a loving relationship with Him.
因为呢，这些是为那些不想和主有爱的关系的那些灵魂所准备的信息。
As for those souls who don't have the desire to serve the Lord.
是为那些没有要去服务主的愿望的灵魂所准备的。
Actually, they prefer to be themselves served, to be themselves enjoyers.
事实上呢，他们希望自己被服务，希望自己是享乐者。
That's what everybody is a mentality of every conditioned soul within this material world.
在这个物质世界的每一个受条件限制的灵魂的心态都是这样的。
Nobody wants to be a servant.
没有人想要成为一个仆人。
Everybody wants to be the master.
所有的人都想成为主人。
That's why it's so much problem in the world.
那也就是因为这个原因呢，使得这个世界有这么多的问题麻烦。
Because there is so much competition to be the master.
因为呢，要成为主人呢，就得有很多的竞争。
But if everybody would accept that there is only one master, the Supreme Lord, and we are all servants, then there is no competition.
但是如果大家都承认只有一位主人，就是至尊主的话。我们大家都是他的仆人的话，那我们就不会有任何的竞争了。
So because we want to imitate the position of the Lord to become masters and enjoyers, then the Lord has to create this material world.
那么就是由于我们呢想要这个竞争着让自己成为主的这个位置，想要让自己成为这个享乐者。那么所以呢，主呢，他就得给这些受条件限制的灵魂呢，创造出这么一个物质世界。
Of course, when individual soul decides or desires to leave the association of the Lord to experience so-called independence, the Lord tries to convince the individual souls, no, it's not a good idea, will not be good for you.
那么当这个个体灵魂他做出了一个要离开主，然后自己去过一个独立自主的这个生活的时候呢，那么主呢就试图要说服他这不是一个好主意。
It's like the parents and the child is grown up and then he wants to be free, to be independent from the family ties.
那么就好像是一个孩子长大了以后呢，他就希望自己去过独立的生活，然后从这个家庭的束缚中解脱出来。
He wants to experience life and enjoy life without being dependent on the loving affection of the parents.
他希望不依靠他的父母的爱的情况下去享受他的生活。
So naturally, the parents don't think it's a good idea that he's going to be independent out there in a world that so many difficulties may occur. So they prefer, no, it's not a good idea. Stay with us. We will give all the facilities to be happy.
那么这个家长呢，他知道 这并不是一个好主意，而且呢，这个世界这么乱，而且有这么多的这个事情会发生，所以呢，家长也就很自然的希望，孩子能够和他们住在一起，因为他们会为孩子提供所有的这些设施，那孩子就会过着很幸福的生活。
So in the beginning, there is this request: please don't go, please don't go, stay with us.
就在最开始的时候呢，他们就会要求这个孩子别走，别走，和我们继续住在一起。
But eventually, if the child is adamant, is stubborn, and he wants to go away to experience so-called independence, then what they can do?
但是呢，这孩子呢又特别的固执，他一意的要走，所以呢，在一意的要求要走的这种情况下的话，这个家长又能做什么呢？没办法了。
So the same thing, the Lord wants to retain the individual souls within the spiritual world, within his protection, within his care.
所以同样的，主呢实际上是希望能够把这些个体的灵魂留在灵性世界，留在他自己的这个保护之下。
But if the conditioned soul insists and he wants to be break free from the involvement with the Lord and be independent, then the Lord eventually has to allow the individual soul to go.
但是呢，这个个体灵魂呢，他又非常的坚持，他一定要从主的这个照管之下呢，要摆脱出来，要过上自己的独立的生活。所以最终呢，主呢也就只能同意他离开了。
So if they want to go, means they want to enjoy separated from the Lord.
那他想走的意思呢，也就意味着他是希望能够和主相分离的情况下去独立的享受。
Means they want to enjoy themselves as imitation gods, as Srila Prabhupada said. They want to enjoy themselves as imitation gods.
那么也就像Srila Prabhupada所讲的这样，他们希望能够效仿着主去自得其乐。
So that's why the Lord feels the need of creating this material world to accommodate, out of love for those conditioned souls, to accommodate their independent desires.
所以呢，主呢，出于对这些这个受条就是这个受条件限制灵魂的这个爱，他就感到了有这么一种需求，就必须要创造出这个物质世界，从而呢能够为这些受条件限制的灵魂提供他们在这儿生活的设施。
But the constitutional position of the individual soul is not to be God, is not to be the master or the enjoyer.
但是呢，作为条件限制灵魂，它原本的这种位置就不应该是神，也不应该是主人，也不应该是一个享受者。
It's this constitutional position.
因为呢，这是他原本的位处在。
His constitutional position is to be a servant and to act for the pleasure of the Lord.
那么他原本的这个处在呢，就应该是一位仆人，是为了要让主的开心而去行动的。
So.Many people, particularly materialistic people, they don't see this well. It seems like God is taking advantage of the individual souls.
但是呢，很多人，特别是这个物质主义者呢，他就没有办法看到这一点。他是认为好像是这个主在占个体灵魂的便宜。
It doesn't allow them to be the enjoyers by themselves. Doesn't allow them to become supreme, to become masters. He wants them to be servants and participate in his enjoyment. He seems like is a dominating God.
主呢好像是阻止他们就是这个主呢是阻止他们去过自己的这个幸福快乐的这个生活，而强迫他们为他去做服务。那么看起来好像这是一个就是一手遮天的去控制人的一个主。
But they don't understand that the individual soul, by being in his constitutional position as a servant and act for the pleasure of the Lord, the individual soul experiences the highest bliss. He experiences really the really blissful existence.
但是他并不能够理解，就是这个受条件限制的灵魂，如果他在他本真的这个位置，然后呢，去为至尊主去做服务，然后以这个仆人的心态去生活的话，他真正的享受到的是最崇高的、最高境界的喜乐。
Because it's the Lord is not just a master, the Lord is a loving master who cares for his servants.
因为主他不仅仅是一位主，他是一位充满了爱的主，他是非常的关心他的这些仆人们的。
Like loving parents, they care, they play the role of masters, in relation to the children, but they have an affectionate caring attitude towards them.
那么就好像是家长，那么这个家长呢，他对他的这些孩子们是满怀着关怀的。那么他看起来呢，好像是在这个控制他们，好像是他们的主人一样，但实际上呢，他的对他就是对这个孩子的这个内心是充满了爱和关怀的。
The so-called control is just to make sure that the children they don't do anything that will harm themselves.
那么这个所谓的控制呢，只不过就是为了要确保孩子不会去做一些伤害他们自己的事儿。
So the individual souls in their loving relationship as servants of the Lord, they are in the most protective and the most blissful environment.
所以说呢，这个受条件限制的，就这个个体的灵魂，他如果要是处在一个去服务至尊主的这样的一个状态下的话，那他实际上就是处在一个最高境界的极乐的状态之中了。
In fact, being in a position of servant of the Lord is considered the highest position in the spiritual world.
事实上呢，作为主的仆人，处在这样的一个位置，是被认为是在灵性世界的最高境界了。
In the material world, we look down to be a servant. We don't want to be a servant, but in the spiritual world, it's considered the most exalted position.
在物质世界呢，我们是瞧不起仆人的，我们也不希望能够让自己成为仆人。但是在灵性世界，仆人的位置是最高境界的位置。
In the spiritual world, everybody desires, everybody is willing, everybody hankers to serve the Lord.
在灵性世界，每一个人都期盼着、愿求着，然后都渴望着要去服务主。
And not even just serving the Lord, but serving those who are serving the Lord.
不仅仅是服务主，而且还有去服务主的那些人。
Or serving those who are serving those who are serving the Lord.
或者是去服务那些服务的主的
仆人，
不知道仆人，对，就是去服务的主的仆人的仆人的
仆人 ，yes. Because to be a servant is the most exalted position in the spiritual world.
因为作为仆人是在灵性世界的最崇高的境界。
To be in a position of servant is more exalted than to be in a position of master in the spiritual world.
在灵性世界，作为仆人的位置要比作为主人的位置还要高。
Lord Vishnu himself, he told Lord Shiva when he asked what is the highest form of worship, and the Lord said the highest form of worship is the worship of the Supreme Lord.
那么这个主希瓦问这个主 Vishnu 什么是最崇高的崇拜的时候呢？最高的崇拜的时候呢？主 Vishnu 就回答说呢，最高的崇拜是崇拜至尊主。
But then he said, but even higher than the worship of the Supreme Lord is the worship. Now this is actually sorry. This was the Parvati.Asking Lord Shiva what is the supreme object of worship, and Lord Shiva said, the supreme object of worship is the worship of the Lord, the Lord Vishnu.
首先都先更正一下啊，这个对话呢是在Parvati 和主 Shiva 之间展开的。
那 Parvati 他就问这个主希瓦，就是最高的、最崇高的这个崇拜对象是谁？然后主希瓦呢说，最崇高的、最高的崇拜对象是主 Vishnu。
But then he said, higher than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of those who are serving the Lord.
然后他又说呢，但是呢，比崇拜 Vishnu 还要高的呢，是崇拜那些服务主 Vishnu 的人。
And in fact, in this is a fact, because even the Lord himself wants to be the servant of his devotees.
那么这个事实上呢，就是即便是主本人也希望能够成为那些服务他的奉献者的仆人。
Why the Lord wants to serve his devotees?
那么为什么主想要去服务他的奉献者们呢？
The Lord is the most exalted personality.
那么主他可是最崇高的那位人了。
Is the real master, the real enjoyer of everything.
那么他是一切的真正的主宰以及真正的享受者。
Why does he want to be a servant?
那么为什么他自己还想成为一位仆人呢？
Because he knows that there is a higher enjoyment in being a servant.
因为他知道作为仆人有更高境界的享受。
So, people have a wrong conception about servitude in the material world because they compare being a servant of the Lord as we are servant of masters within this material world, where we are exploited by the masters.
那么所以说呢，这个人们在物质世界里面呢，对这个仆人他是有一个错误的一个概念的。那么所以当我们说在灵性世界作为主的仆人的时候，大家就会把他和这个物质世界的这个主仆的之间的这种关系相比较，那他就觉得这是一种剥削。
So that's why those living entities who won't go away from the Lord, the Lord naturally.It doesn't want them to go. He said, why you are leaving your position? Your position is so wonderful.
所以说呢，当这些灵魂想要离开主的时候呢，主是不想让他们走的。他就在想，你为什么想要离开呢？你现在已经处在了一个非常的这个美好的一个状态下了。
But they want to experience to be independent, to be in the position of masters and enjoyers.
但是呢，他们有些人呢是希望让自己去尝一下这种独立的感觉，想要去尝受一下作为享受者以及作为这个主人的这种感受。
It's amazing why they have this type of desire.
那非常令人惊讶的一件事情就是他们为什么会有这样的欲望呢？
So the Lord has to accommodate them, has to accommodate, create a situation to help those who have this type of desire, because the Lord loves all his living entities.
但是主呢又爱所有的这些生物体，所以说呢，当这些生物体有了这样的愿望以后呢，主就得给他们安排相应的这种设施，让他们在这个地方去生活。
That's the material creation.
那么这就是这个物质创造了。
In the material creation, they can misuse their independence.
那么在这个物质的创造里面呢，他们就可以错用他们的独立性。
And they can pretend to be the masters.
他们可以假装让自己成为主人。
They can pretend to be the enjoyers.
而且呢，他们也可以假装自己是享受者。
But they are.Because that's not their constitutional position.
但是呢，这并不是他们原本所处在的那种位置。
So this can only be created in illusion. Only illusion can give this impression that they are masters, they are enjoyers.
那么所以说呢，这就是在这个虚幻中被产生出的一种印象。那么他们在虚幻中呢，就可以假装自己是享受者，是主人。
So illusion has to be created in order to accommodate their whimsical desires.
所以呢，为了要去满足他们的这个异想天开的这种愿望。所以呢，就必须要创造出这样的虚幻。
It has to be an illusion because in reality they cannot be masters or enjoyers.
但是呢，这必须得是一种幻境的原因，就是因为在现实的情况下，它是不可能成为主人，也不可能成为享乐者的。
But under the influence of illusion, they think they are the master, they think they are the enjoyers.
但是在虚幻的影响之下呢，他们就觉得自己是主人，觉得自己是享受者。
So the Lord creates that situation where they can pretend or they can think that actually they are master and enjoyers. He creates that illusion for them.
对呢，主呢就为他们创造出了这样的一种幻境。那这种幻境之中呢，他们就可以觉得自己是主人，觉得自己是享受者了，享受者了。
That's why he manifests as Karanarna Vasai Vishnu, or Mahavishnu.
那也就是这个原因呢，他就让自己显现成了 Karanarna Vasai Vishnu, 也就是 Mahavishnu.
This he creates the material world like a dream. For him, the creation of the material world is like a dream.
所以对于他来说呢，这个物质世界的创造就好像是一个梦一样。
The Lord is sleeping.Is in yoga nidra when he creates the material world.
主呢，他在创造物质世界的时候呢，他是处在 yoga nidra 的一个状态下，也就是处在睡眠的状态中的。
So he creates this type of dreamland of this material world. This material world is like a dreamland.
所以呢，他就创造出了物质世界这一片梦之地。
This is what material creation is about. It's like a dream.
那么，所以这就是物质世界的一种状态，它就像是一个梦境。
We know the dream is a factual thing. We experience a dream.
但是，其实我们知道这个梦啊，它其实是一个实在的一件事儿，因为我们确实那个能够在梦里面去体验、去经历。
When we are in a dream, we are caught by all the situation in a dream, and we undergo all different emotional transformations during the dream.
那么在这个梦里面的时候呢，我们就被所有的这个梦境所钳制着，然后呢，我们就可以去体验着在梦里面所带我们经历的各种各样的情感和经历。
But we know the dream is not real.
但是我们都知道这个梦呢，它又不是真的。
In the sense that it's just manifest for a certain time and then poof goes away, it's no more.
它其实呢，只是在一段时间内呢，它会展现出来，然后呢就消失了，就不会再有了。
We all have experience of dreaming, and some dreams can affect us very deeply.
我们大家都知道，我们有这个做梦，而且呢，有的时候呢，这些梦呢，它是可以很深的去影响我们的。
And when we wake up, we are still under the influence of that dream situation.
特别是等我们醒了以后呢，我们依然还是在这个梦境的影响之下的。
But after some time, it's forgotten. It was just a dream.
但是过了一段时间之后呢，这个梦也就忘了，我们就会想，那不就是一个梦吗？
So the material creation acts like that.
那所以呢，这个物质创造呢，就像是这样的一种状态。
You have experience of being master and joyous. It's like in a dreaming situation. It's not real.
所以说呢，你觉得自己是一个主人，或者是自己是一个享受者，那么这个其实只不过是一个梦境，它并不是真实的。
And the Lord sends the Vedas, the scriptures, the guidelines. The Lord comes regularly. His devotees come regularly, all to help us, to help the conditioned souls to wake up from that dreaming condition.
但是主呢，他又会派来伟大经，然后呢，他还会这个有规律的还会下来，然后呢，他还会派他的这个奉献者来。那么所有的这一切呢，都是为了要提醒我们，要告诉我们，所有的这一切呢，都只不过是一个梦，它并不是一个真实存在的状态。
So all the conditioned souls, all those souls that want to experience independence from the Lord, they are entrusted to this Mahavishnu.
Sorry.
All the conditioned souls, all those rebellious souls who want to experience independence from the Lord, they are placed under the care of Mahavishnu.
那么所有这些就是想和主分离，并且呢独立的去享受去存在的这些受条件限制的灵魂，他们就被托管在了 Mahavishnu 的照顾之下。
And then at the time of the material creation, Mahavishnu impregnates all these souls within the womb of material energy.
所以呢 ，Mahavishnu 呢，他就把所有的这些灵魂呢，全部都注入在了这个就是全部都让这个物质的能量受孕了。
So all the living entities are there within the body of Mahavishnu, you know.And they wait for opportunity to be created, to appear in the material creation, to act as masters and enjoyers.
那所有的这些受条件限制的灵魂呢，都集中在 Mahavishnu 的这个体内，然后呢，等着一个机会能够被这个生产在这个物质世界里面，然后呢有这么一个机会在物质世界里面呢去享受，并且呢去做主人。
So they are put into all different types of situations where they can enjoy a great range of sense enjoyment, great opportunity for all kinds of sense enjoyment, totally, with the idea that they are the enjoyers, they are independent.
所以说呢，他们就可以在很大程度上，觉得自己是独立的，自己是享受者，以这样的一种心态去进行享受，去进行做主。
8 million opportunities。
有800万种8 million 有800万种形式。
All kind, 8 millions of all different sorts of material enjoyment.
有800万种不同的物质的享受的方式。
And then there is a human form.
然后呢，还有一个就是人类的身形。
An opportunity to realize that we are dreaming.
这样呢，就得到了一个机会去意识到我们是在做梦。
It's time to awake.
是该醒的时候了。
This is just has been just a dream.
那这只是一个梦而已。
If you don't take advantage of that human form of life to become awakened, we fall asleep again into all those other species of life.
如果我们要是没有抓住人类的身形这个机会让自己醒过来的话，那也就意味着我们还会再一次的去回到其他的这个生命的形式之中。
Because in a human form, in a human form of life, we can experience, yes, there is enjoyment, but sometimes when the enjoyment is not really there, we feel anxious, you may feel miserable.
因为在人类身形里面呢，我们就体验到的啊，那是有的时候呢，确实会有一些这个享受。但是呢，就是当我们没有在享受的这种状态下的时候呢，我们也会感受到是非常的痛苦的，是有很多苦难的。
Yeah, because everything in the material creation as a temporary nature, like in a dream.
因为呢，就是在物质世界里面的一切创造的这些事物，它都是。具有的是短暂临时的这种本性，所有的一切都像是梦一样。
All our situations we go through, they are temporary. Our bodies are temporary.
我们所经历的一切呢，他们全部都是短暂而临时的。我们的身体也是短暂的。
Our loving relationships are temporary.
我们的爱的关系也是短暂的。
Our so-called enjoyment is temporary.
我们所谓的享受也是短暂的。
So, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not there. When it's not there, we experience emptiness, we experience misery.
所以呢，有的时候呢是在这儿的，有的时候呢是不在的。当不在的时候呢，我们所体验的就是空洞，然后呢，我们就会感到很痛苦。
So in human life, we can realize that. We have enough intelligence to perceive these situations, these changes, the temporary nature of our existence.
但是呢，在我们的人类的身形里面呢，我们就会有足够的这个智慧去觉悟到这一点，去体会到这一点，体会到所有的这一切呢，其实它只不过是短暂而临时的一种状态。
And we can see, I like the enjoyment, I don't like the suffering.
然后呢，我们就会看到，我其实是喜欢的是这个享受，而我不喜欢的是那个痛苦受苦。
I just want to enjoy.
我只是想让自己享受而已。
Why do I have to suffer?
那我为什么非得去受苦呢？
Why suffering is imposed upon me?
那么为什么这个痛苦会降临到我的头上呢？
Why do I have suffer?
为什么我得受苦？
How can I stop this suffering?
我怎么能够停止这一切苦难呢？
So when this type of questions start.Manifesting in a human being's mind, that this is the awakening, the beginning of the awakening.
所以当这些问题展现在人类的这个脑海里面的时候呢，也就意味着他开始要醒过来了。他说
，Yes, so this is the beginning of awakening.
那么所以呢，这就是醒来的开始。
Why I have this material body that I want to keep always young and beautiful? Why is he has to grow old?
那为什么我想有这个物质的这个躯体？这个躯体呢，我希望它能够一直是处在年轻的、漂亮的一个状态。可是它为什么必须得变老呢？
Why there is disease?
为什么还得生病呢
？And why there is death?
怎么还会有死亡呢？
This type of questions are the beginning of our awakening.
所以呢，就这些问题呢，就使我们开始变得要醒过来了。
And then you say, where am I actually? Because I don't want to undergo all these changes. Where am I exactly?
然后我们又开始就在想了，我到底是谁呀？因为我不想经历所有的这些变化，那我到底是谁呢
？So when this type of question type of questions start arising in the heart of a human being, then the super soul within the heart directs the individual soul to find somebody who can tell give the answers to these questions.
所以说呢，当人类开始询问这些问题的时候，在他内心中的超灵就可以指点他，指导他去见到某一个人。那么那个人呢，就可以逐渐的向他揭示这些问题的答案。
And actually, this is the whole purpose of the material creation.
那么这个呢是物质创造的原因所在了。
To finally find out that we are dreaming, we are sleeping, and we have to wake up.
也就是终于我们发现了我们是在睡觉，是在做梦，然后呢，我们必须得醒过来。
So in the material world, we have this opportunity to wake up from this dreaming situation.
那在这个物质世界呢，我们其实是有这个机会让我们从梦境中醒过来的。
As Lord Mahavishnu is the soul of the whole material creation, he also manifests as the super soul in the heart of every living entity, as the super soul of every living entity, the guide.The guide, the well-wisher friend within the heart of every living entity.
那么这个 Mahavishnu 呢，它其实也是所有的这个生物体的这个灵魂。那么作为生物体的灵魂呢，它也就会居住在每一个生物体的心中，作为超灵。那么作为超灵呢，它就是成为了每一个灵魂的这个好朋友。然后呢，作为好朋友去指点他们的方向。
So this is the only purpose why the material creation is made, what happens, and why the living entities are put inside this material creation.
那这也就是唯一的一个为什么这个物质创造它会发生，然后呢，这个受条件限制的灵魂为什么会被放置在这个物质的创造中的原因。
To make them understand that.Their idea of being a master, being an enjoyer, It's not the right idea. It's a false idea. It's not their constitutional nature.
让他们去理解，就是想让自己成为主人和享受者的这个主意，并不是一个好主意。这是一个这个假这个假的，就是一个错误的一个想法。那么呢，要让他们这个意识到自己原本的这个性质、原本的状态是什么。
It's not real. It's an illusion.
那所以呢，要告诉他们，在这个地方的这个状态呢，它是不是真的，是虚幻的。
So they can inquire about the reality to understand what is their real position then.
那么当他们理解到这一点的时候呢，他们就会有一个机会去询问，那如果这不是真的的话，那么真正的这个位置，真正的处置到底是什么样的呢？
But the Lord does not want to force. He wants the living entities to experience this illusion of material creation, experience that so they rectify their mentality of becoming false masters or enjoyers.
但是主呢，他不希望去强迫个体灵魂去做事情，他是希望这个个体灵魂他能够自己去体验到他在这个物质世界里面所处在的假的创造享受者和主人的这个位置。
And the Lord will be there always ready to give guidance.
但是主呢，他一直都陪在我们的身边，他总时刻准备着要给我们进行指导。
But it has to come from us as this desire, this willingness to understand the reality has to come from us.
但是呢，想要去理解真相的愿望，这个是得来自于我们自己的。
And then the Lord gives all knowledge, perfect knowledge and perfect guidance to help us understand and realize our constitutional position.
那么当我们有了这个愿望以后呢，主他才会去指导我们，才会给我们提供各种各样的实施，然后呢去让我们真正的理解到，觉悟到我们自己原本的位置。
This is the whole purpose of staging this material creation.
那所以说这个呢，就是这个物质创造的一切的目的所在。
To give a facility to those who want to act independently, to realize that to try to be independent is not for their best interest.
那首先呢，是给那些想要独立自主的人呢，提供一些设施，让他们在这儿去享受他的独立。但是呢，又让他们意识到，在这儿享受这个独立，它并不是我们真正的位置所在。
So it's a way of educating material creation is like university.
那所以呢，这是一个学习的一个过程。那么这个物质创造呢，对于我们来说，好像就像是一所大学一样，一所
Where we can understand that our existence in this material world, it's not really satisfying, it's not really what gives us pleasure.
然后让我们理解，在这个物质世界，它其实并不能够让我们真正的快乐以及满足的。
And then gradually we can learn, become qualified to learn more and more about our factual existence, our real nature, and our factual existence, and eventually be graduated to the spiritual world.
那慢慢的，就让我们真正的能够理解我们本真的这种存在，我们真正的位置到底是什么，然后我们就可以从这个物质世界的这个大学里面毕业了。毕业了以后呢，我们就可以升职到灵性的这个苍穹里面去了。
Those who are in the spiritual world, they don't need to go to university. They are already graduated. They are all PhDs.
那些在灵性世界的那些人呢，他们就不需要再学习了，他们已经都毕业了，他们都已经是博士了。
They already acting with that understanding that they are eternal servants and servants of the Supreme Lord.
那他们已经是按照他们是至尊主的永恒的仆人的这种心态在行事了。
So material creation is important.
所以呢，物质创造呢是很重要的。
Because we are within this material creation.
因为现在我们是处在这个物质创造之中的。
Now we have to try to make the best use of a bad bargain.
那所以说呢，我们现在呢就得，我看啊，就是我们的意思就是说，我们现在虽然说这个东西不太好，但是呢，我们也得好好的用我们现在有的这个东西。
You should have a saying in Chinese.
I don't know.
Making the best use of a bad bargain.
I will check about that. I don't know the exact word of it.
Yeah, to be in this material body is a bad bargain.
那因为呢，我们在这个物质，在我们在这个物质的这个躯体里面，其实并不是一个好的货物，就并不是一个，并不是件好事儿。
It is not. It's a bad bargain.
是坏的，是不好的。
It's something that we got it was a bad business. We got it, but it's a bad business.
就比如说呢，就是我们得到了一个不太好的生意。
So now you're going to have to make the best use of this bad business.
但即便是这个生意不好呢，你也得使劲的努力把它给做好。
So human form of life gives that opportunity to make the best use.
那么所以呢，我们这个人类的这个躯体呢，就给了我们这么一个机会，让我们能够很好的去做好我们这个不好的生意。
Instead of continuing in the dreamland, thinking that dreams are so good and this real stuff is our dreaming, and instead of that, you try to awaken ourselves.
就不要再继续的迷恋在这一片梦境之中，觉得这个梦是非常的美妙的，而是呢，要尽量的让自己从这个梦里面醒过来，让自己处在真实里面。
So we stop here.
所以我们现在呢，就讲课这部分就停在这儿了。
And if there's any question or comment,
那看看大家有没有任何的问题和评述。
Any question from last time? I think was one.
There was one question. Ashu, can I ask you a question?
Can.
Yeah. 因为我现在没看见有问题哈，所以呢，我现在先。
我们上周有两个问题。
有两个问题啊，那两个问题是看，我等我能先问马叔一个问题吗？就跟今儿的课讲有关系
的。好的。
Ashu, the question is that, things, just now you said that the souls.In the spiritual world, actually, they don't need to have any education because they have already graduated and all of them are PhDs. But actually, the souls also, they come to the material world because they want to enjoy the independence and also they want to see the experience of to be the master or to be the enjoyer. So, where the souls are from, if they decided to do that, it seems that they also come out from the spiritual world. If that is the case, but they also don't need to have any education. I just feel there is a little bit of confliction there. So, could you help me to understand about this?
Yeah, it's you are already graduate. You already know what you should do.But you think you should be doing something different.
Okay. So you think you should do something.
Yeah, you think like some people, they may have a PhD, they may have a good thing, they may have a good job, but they think, maybe I should get a better job. Maybe there is something better out there. They are really nice. They have a good graduation. They have a good position, a good job. But still, the desire is there to do something else.
So after they make that decision, so means about they have sent back to. I mean, they decided to come back to the material world.
Yeah, they have to undergo education again because they misuse their graduation.
Okay.是这样的啊，就是刚才在这个课里面呢，我们就一方面听到了这个灵魂，他就是在灵性世界的这些灵魂，他们都已经毕业了，他们不需要再学习了，已经是 PhD 了。但是呢，好像这个灵魂呢，他又做出了这个决定，要这个独立于主而存在，然后也享受他的这个自由意志，要享受他的这个当家做主人的这种想法。所以我刚才想请教阿叔一下这个。
那到底怎么去理解他们之间的这种关系呢？就是这个灵魂它到底还需不需要再接着再进行这个教育？然后阿说呢，就是说，就是在灵性世界的这些灵魂呢，他们是已经接受过很好的教育了，而且呢，他也是明白，什么是好的，什么是对的。但是呢，他自个儿做出了一个决定，就比如说我们有一个好工作，然后自个儿非要想去再找一个别的活儿再干干，再试试。所以说这灵魂呢，他就出来这么一种状态，他就是给自己又做出了一个另外一个选择。所以呢，就想再尝尝，如果自己是当做主人的话，那是什么样一个情况呢？所以当他想出了这样一个状态之后呢，完他就又选择又回到了这个物质世界，所以呢又重新在物质世界接着又上学，接着又开始接受再教育。
I'm working for a boss. Okay, I have a good position, but I'm working for the boss. The boss is my master. It seems he's the enjoyer of my work. Why I should not be the boss myself?
那就是我呢一直呢在给我的老板打工，其实我这工作呢挺好，我的老板对我也挺好，但是我脑子就在想了，我在给老板打工，那说明老板呢他好像还是在这个享受我的这个工作成果，我干嘛要给老板打工啊？为什么不给自个儿打工，自个儿做老板呢？
So is inconceivable why some conditioned souls have this type of desire? It's not all condition, all souls in the spiritual world have this desire.
那么所以说呢，作为这个灵性世界的灵魂，有这种想要当家做主人的这种心态，是非常的令人不可思议的，并不是所有的这个灵魂都是有这样的想法。
But once they realize that the mistake of their desire, they're immediately integrated again in their loving relationship with the Lord as before.
但是呢，当他意识到了他自己的这个错误的这种愿望的时候呢，他立刻呢又可以连接回他和主之前的这种爱的关系了。
And you know, a dream does not last very long during our sleep.
而且大家都知道，在我们睡觉的时候呢，我们的这个梦它实际上不会持续的时间很长。
A dream can have only a few minutes, but it seems that we are going through days.
那么这个梦呢，它其实只是就那么几分钟的时长而已，但是我们感觉上好像也做了好几天。
It's actually just a few minutes.
但事实上呢，这个梦呢，它只不过就是几分钟而已。
And in the same way, this material existence is just a flash in eternity.
那事实上呢，这个物质世界它也是一样的，它和我们的这个永恒相比，它只不过是一个。这只不过是一个瞬间而已。
It's like we wake up from a dream. Oh, what a terrible dream!
那么就好像我们从这个梦里面醒过来以后呢，就会想啊，这个梦真是太糟糕了。
And very soon we forget it.
那然后很快呢，我们就把这梦给忘了。
And you resume our normal awakened activities.
那然后我们又开始去接着做我们在醒着的时候做的那些平常应该做的活动了。
So material existence is also like that. It's a flash. It's just like a dream.
那么所以呢，这个物质的存在像那样的，它只不过就是一个瞬间，它就是一个梦。
But now we are caught in the dream.
但是我们现在呢，是被这个梦给卡在这儿了。
It seems it's lasting so long.
那么就好像这个梦呢，就没完没了。
But there's no much significance in our eternal life. This moment of dream of being in the material world has no much significance.
但是实际上跟我们的这个永恒的这个生命相比，我们现在在物质世界里面所经历的这个短瞬的这个梦呢，其实是非常的微不足道的一件事儿。
But it acts as a cataclysm to boost.Our loving devotion to the Lord.
但是呢，他也可以把它当成我们去恢复我们和主之间的爱的关系的一个催化剂。
We appreciate better being in a position of servants of the Lord after going through this bad dream.
当我们这个经历了在物质世界的这个噩梦之后呢，我们就会更加的珍惜和主之间的关系了。
We have a better appreciation.
然后呢，我们就会有一个更好的感恩之心。
It's okay.
Yes, Asha, thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I see.
Oh,
老尼，老尼佛布，伟达经典的知识是完美的。伟达经典包含了灵性的知识和物质的知识，因为物质的知识是二元性的，是不完美的，有缺陷的，所以伟达经典包含了不完美的知识。伟达经典是不完美的，所以第一句话的定义是错的，是这样吗？Knowledge is perfect, and the material knowledge and the spiritual knowledge are included in the Vedic scriptures. And the material knowledge is the duality, so it's not perfect. It's with fault. So the Vedic knowledge also included in the not so perfect knowledge. So in this case, the Vedic knowledge is not perfect. So in this case, the first sentence which say that the Vedic knowledge is perfect is a false statement. Is that right?
No. Vedic knowledge contains everything.
那么这个伟达知识呢，它是包含一切的。
Knowledge of the absolute reality.
那么它是绝对的真实的知识。
And knowledge of this temporary world.
而且呢，它也包含了这个短暂的世界里面的知识。
How this material world functions.
以及呢，这个物质世界是如何运作的。
How it conditions us.
它是怎么让我们被困在这个条件限制之中的。
And how, what we should do to become free from this conditioning.
以及呢，我们怎么做才能够让自己摆脱这种限制。
So even though it's knowledge about temporary thing, temporary situation.
那么所以呢，它是关于短暂临时的状态的知识。
This knowledge is also perfect.
那么即便是这样的知识，它也是完美的。
Even though it's dealing with a temporary situation.
即便是它所谈论的是这个短暂临时的状态。
When you speak about material knowledge being imperfect, is how people interpret, how people deal with this knowledge of the Vedas.
那么当我们说这个知识是不完美的时候，这个不完美指的是人们怎么去应对伟达知识的。
Instead of taking the knowledge, the statements in the Vedas as they are, they interpret them or speculate on them. That's what creates a problem. It's what creates imperfection. It's not the original Vedic knowledge. It's their interpretation, their speculation.
就是这个原初的原本的伟达知识它是完美的，但是呢，人们在理解这个伟达知识的时候把这个理解注入了自己的推敲，那么当这个自己的这个推敲被这个融入进来了以后呢，就使得这个知识变得有了问题了。
So this is what we see in the world, the way things are presented are a perversion of this, the statements of the Vedas concerning this material existence.
那么所以说呢，我们可以看到sorry, 阿叔。So this world,
what is going on in the world as material education is just a perversion of these statements in the Vedas.
Okay.
About the material creation.
Okay. 那么在这个就是我们在物质世界里面学到的这些物质知识，它是对于这个伟达经典的知识的一个扭曲的理解。
So that's the knowledge of the Vedas, and there's the speculation, the interpretation of this knowledge.
那么所以呢，这个是对这个伟达知识的一种这个心智推敲的理解之后所展现出来的状态。
So if you receive knowledge of the Vedas concerning this material creation, if you receive from the Vedas through the right source, the right teachers, then that knowledge is perfect, because that knowledge can help us to understand how this material world functions and how we can become free from this material entanglement.
就比如说关于这个物质创造这一部分的知识，如果我们要是从正宗的权威那里去理解伟达经典对这一部分的这个知识的话，那我们就能够很好的去从，我们就可以通过学习这个知识而知道如何摆脱这个物质世界对我们的这个桎梏了，而且我们也就能够理解这个物质世界它到底是怎么运作的了。
Like in this verse today, and there's so much explanation about knowledge of this temporary world.
比如说在今天我们学的这个世界里面呢，就告诉了我们很多的这个临时世界的知识。
It's a perfect knowledge. It gives a very clear explanation of the material world, the material creation.
那么这是非常完美的知识，它给了我们很多的关于这个物质世界创造的信息。
But the way materialists interpret or speculate on this knowledge, that's what makes material imperfect knowledge.
但是呢，这个物质者对这个知识进行了这个推敲以后，就使得这个知识变得不完美了。
A knife is a very important, is a very, very useful tool.
比如说一把刀，它就是一个非常有用的一个工具。
I can cut vegetables.
我可以用它来切水，切蔬菜。
I can use in a very useful service.
我们可以把它用作非常有用的服务之中。
But I can also misuse it to hurt somebody.
但是我也可以把这把刀用来去伤害别人。
So it's not a problem. The Vedas are perfect. The use or misuse of the Vedas is that what makes it imperfect, looks imperfect.
那么这个伟达经本身它是完美的，但是呢，这个使用伟达经的这个方法，或者是错用了伟达经，而才使它变得不完美了。
Okay, next question.
The next one is from.
Arinis, Feiranga.
Dina Tarini, mother. Feiranga 会有机会转变成人格吗？ Are there any chance for the impersonalist to be transformed into personalist?
Yes.
有的。
We are all impersonalists.
我们大家都是非人格的。
So we can, everybody with the right understand, the right guidance, and the right attitude can change.
任何一个人在正确的理解、正确的指导以及正确的态度之下，都是有可能会发生改变的。
But if you, by being an impersonalist, we become very envious of Krishna that they may take longer time to be rectified.
但是呢，作为一个嫉妒 Krishna 的非人格主义者，那他可能就花更长的时间才能够让自己有变得更正过来了。
But eventually the opportunity will be there.
但是呢，最终来说呢，机会就是在那儿的。
All conditioned souls have an opportunity to be rectified and go back to the spiritual world.
所有的受条件限制的灵魂都有机会让自己变得改正，然后呢，回到灵性世界去。
Just some take longer than others.
但是有些人呢，可能花的时间更长。
Next question. Thank you very much.
there was any questions?
Okay. Okay. Good.
是吧？
No, there's more questions. Oh, no, it's the same. The same. Okay. Good.
The same.
Okay.
Bye. No, there was one more.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, 感恩阿叔和翻译，请接受我谦卑的顶拜。我有一个问题，在灵性世界，我们知道至尊主是最好的，物质世界充满了痛苦，为什么还要堕入物质世界里？是因为我们在灵性世界不知道物质世界是痛苦的吗？还是因为我们嫉妒 Krishna 才堕入了物质世界呢？ Hare Krishna, thank you, 阿叔. Please accept my venerable obeisances. I have a question. In the spiritual world, we do know that the Supreme Lord is the best, and however, the material world is full of miseries. But why still we want to be sent to the material world? Is that because
we don't know, because when we are in the spiritual world, we don't know how miseries of this material world, or because we feel jealous because we have this kind of jealousy to the Lord, so to make us to falling down into this material world.
No, originally we don't know anything about material existence.
那么首先呢，我们最开始的时候根本就不知道有物质存在这么件事儿。
The inhabitants of the spiritual world, they are not so much aware of the material existence.
在灵性世界的这些居民们呢，他们就不知道有物质存在这么个事儿。
Of course, they have heard about.
那当然了，他们可能听说过有物质世界。
But they are so occupied, so busy in their service to Krishna. They have no interest in anything that is not related with the Lord's service.
而且呢，但是呢，他因为特别的忙着在给主天天做服务，所以说呢，他就没时间去了解更多物质世界的事儿。而且呢，他对于这个物质世界这事儿呢，他也不感兴趣。
It's like a devotee when he becomes more and more advanced and become interested in hearing about.Description of the spiritual world, description about the Lord. He does not have much interest in reading newspapers and news of this world.
那么就好像这位奉献者，他越来越精进，越来越让自己沉醉在对主的这个奉爱服务中的时候呢，他就对这个世俗世界里面那些信息就不感兴趣了，他也不想再去读报纸什么的了。
And in the beginning, there is no really jealousy. There is no jealousy in the spiritual world.
而且呢，在最开始的时候呢，也没有嫉妒，在灵性世界其实是没有嫉妒的。
It's just inconceivable desire that the individual soul may have to try to be independent, be independent from the Lord.
但是呢，就是出于一种不可思议的一种愿望，使得这个受条件，使得这个个体灵魂呢，他想。独立于主去体尝一些体验。
And then from that, everything evolves, and then you can come even to the point of becoming very envious, very jealous.
然后呢，就从这种不思议的这种愿望产生以后，然后呢，才发生了后面的这些事情，然后呢，他才开始变得对主有了嫉妒之心。
嗯。The individual soul in the spiritual world has free, complete free will.
那么这个在灵性世界的这些个体灵魂，他们是有完全的自由意志的。
So they can use it properly, or they can also misuse it.
那所以呢，他是可以这个恰当的去运用这些自由意志，但他也可以错误的去运用这个自由意志。
That's free will. Free will means you use as you like.
那么这个那就是这是自由意志的定义所在，就是自由意志也就意味着你可以自由的去运用这个意志。
Here in the material world, we don't have much free will.
但是在这个物质世界呢，其实我们是没有太多的自由意志的。
Free will start manifesting more in the human form of life.
然后呢，但是呢，这个自由意志呢，可能更多的在人类的这个身形中展现了出来。
But even then, it's not complete free will.
但是就即便是在人类的身形中展现了这个自由意志，它也不是完全的自由意志。
Okay, thank you for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank you everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
A special thank you to Sati and Dana Kelly Mataji to have give us opportunity to associate for some time.
Ashu, here is one more question.
Okay.
在路上，顶拜阿叔的莲花族。感谢夏玛丽拉玛特吉的翻译。甜美翻译。我想请问阿叔一个问题，在圣典博迦瓦坛第十篇第七章的第十九到第三十五到第三十二、三十七十节中，都说到了在 Yoga Maya 的安排下，我的问题是，至尊主 Krishna 是一切的源头，为什么在这里是 Yoga Maya 的安排呢？阿叔 ，My question is that.In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 7, verse number 19, 35 to 36, 37, all of them said that in the arrangement of Yuga Maya. So my question is that since Lord Krishna is the origin of everything, is the source of everything, why everything is under the arrangement of Yuga Maya?
Yeah, being the arrangement of Yoga Maya means being the arrangement of Krishna, because Yoga Maya is a potency of the Lord. It's just a potency of the Lord. It does not act independently.
OK, 那么这个事情在这个 Yoga Maya 的安排之下的原因是因为 Yoga Maya 它其实是主的能量，但是这个安排并不是在 Yoga Maya 的这个独立自主的安排之下的。
It's Krishna's internal potency.
那么它是主 Krishna 的内在的能量。
So it's actually Krishna's arrangement, but he does it through his Yoga Maya potency.
那么所以说呢这些是 Krishna 的安排，但是呢它是通过 Yoga Maya 它这个内在能量而展现出来的。
All the potencies work for the pleasure of the Lord.
那么所有的这些这个能量呢都是为了主，为了取悦主而活动的。
And satisfy the desires of the Lord.
而且呢他这么做了以后呢也是为了要去满足主的愿望。
So they are not independent.
所以说呢他们并不是独立自主的。
So it is the Lord. It is the Lord acting. You see the Lord making the arrangement through his Yoga Maya potency. He does not do it directly. It does through his Yoga Maya potency.
那么所以说呢，这其实是主的安排，是主的行动，但是主他并没有自己直接的去做，他是通过 Yoga Maya 他这个内在能量而去展现出来的。
Okay, thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bo.
Ashu ki jai. Okay. 怀坤塔之音，服务愿意聆听。我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感谢阿叔 Krishna David, Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述和对所有的这些问题的耐心解答。非常非常感谢沙田妈的机会我们安排的这个平台，以及感恩大家。Hare Krishna, 祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周日。